Hi guys, and thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com, and welcome to part 5, The Pyramid, of the Masters and Controllers series. In my last video, I talked about how entertainment and visual media are tools totally controlled and used by the top-level controllers to condition, manipulate, and indoctrinate a slave race. But before we go further into detail about what they are doing specifically and why, it's important that you understand the structure that makes this complete control possible, and also that you are able to see proof that ties these different areas together and shows that they are all working in conjunction under the same controlling group for specific goals. They would have us believe that things like news and journalism, Hollywood, governments, the science community, religion, professional sports, and other major influences are totally autonomous and independent of each other. But that is the illusion. In reality, all these tools and more, even those that appear to be in conflict with each other, are ultimately controlled by the same small group at the top of the pyramid. I will reveal the ultimate purposes for why this is done in later videos, but first you need to see how this could be possible. You may ask, how can this be? How can one group have their tentacles in everything, including everything that's in movies and television? To understand how a small group can control every resource or aspect that shapes our perception of the world, you must understand their key structure used for that control. For this, we will take a look at organizational charts. An organizational chart is a diagram that shows the structure of an organization and the relationships and relative ranks of its parts and positions or jobs. For example, let's take a look at the organizational chart of the Office of the Secretary of Defense. This is the power structure that shows how these relationships relate to one another and who reports to whom. The second image is just one example of an organizational structure of a business. Org charts display the structure that is used when organizing a power hierarchy over any sized group of people. It is used to ensure that the ultimate goals of these entities are met and are used in all areas when working with a population of people. It is used in business, education, government, military, news and media, Hollywood, religion, and every other area of life. There can be some variations of this structure, but still, they all work in the same way. It is a power hierarchy to keep everyone in their specific roles and under the authority of someone else. Everyone in the organizational structure or hierarchy of power reports to someone above them. What do you notice about these organizational charts? Are you seeing the pyramid structure in them? The entire world works in the same way. It is the biggest organizational structure or pyramid that exists. All the things we will be discussing, like Hollywood, news media, private companies, governments, etc., are smaller pyramid structures that sit within a brick or section of the ultimate pyramid we know to be our world. The symbol of the pyramid with the eye at the top is not just some secret concept only used and known by a group at the top capstone of the pyramid. It is the underlying base structure of every working group of people in the entire world. It is the method used by the top-level controllers to organize a population and to gain total control over the world. It allows a small group to have total control over an unlimited amount of people that work within the entities that make up that pyramid. Who is exactly in the group that is working within the top capstone of that pyramid is the secret, but we will get to that later. At the top of every organizational structure or pyramid, there is the ultimate one in charge of the entire group. But even they are still not autonomous. They report to someone above them too, in the larger pyramid that encompasses their pyramid and many others. Within each section or brick of an organizational structure or pyramid, there are smaller hierarchy pyramids. For example, within the section or brick of Hollywood, there is a pyramid structure of power to manage that group of people. And within each separate project, for example, a movie, there is another pyramid structure. But everyone answers to the top that steers the ultimate objective. So the entire structure of every moving part of our world are pyramids within pyramids, within the ultimate pyramid. Pyramids within pyramids within pyramids. This is how the entire plane is totally controlled. Each level of the pyramid reports to a smaller group or groups above them, all the way up to the top. Hollywood is just one brick in the pyramid. It is one important tool used by the controllers. It is not the only tool or brick used and totally controlled by the controllers. There are other bricks used for the same purposes, but on a different level from a different angle. Some of the other sections or tentacles or tools controlled by the same group at the top of the organizational structure of our world are the news media, government / politics, and that includes presidents, governors, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, law / legal system, for example, courts, police, the music industry, science and technology communication, the health and medical community, business and finance, education, professional sports, religion, all, NGOs, non-governmental organizations, for example, the Red Cross, and all clubs and organizations, from the Boy Scouts to the Kiwanis clubs to the Masonic temples. Though it may not always seem that way, all of the bricks work in conjunction for the same ultimate goals. They each support and corroborate each other, or are intentionally in conflict with one another to create the illusion that is what we believe to be the reality of our world. Now, to draw a connection between two entities, let's take Hollywood and the military. In movies like Jurassic Park 3, at the end, you will notice that the U.S. Navy shows up to rescue the characters. This movie used real Navy ships and real military helicopters. Those are not retired crafts and vehicles, and that is not CGI. They are the real deal. So how does Hollywood get to summon real military ships and helicopters that are supposed to be used for our security and to protect our country for use in a movie by a completely separate Hollywood? Because they are 100% used by the same controlling group. Jurassic Park isn't the only movie that used real military equipment and operators for the filming of, quote, entertainment. Apocalypse Now was filmed in 1979 in the Philippines. It was an entire movie that used military equipment and at a remote location. Yes, they've been controlling Hollywood that long, since the very beginning. The original Top Gun is another example, but there have been plenty of examples over the years. In the trailer for Top Gun 2, Tom Cruise is really flying a military aircraft, and he is really taking off from an aircraft carrier. everything in this movie is 100% authentic. There was a ton of money and military resources used in creating this film. Let's watch the trailer, and I want you to pay attention to every word spoken in this clip.
30 plus years of service. Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion, you won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. Why is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
Seems that the military in Hollywood are pretty cozy, doesn't it? Seems like they have a really cohesive, great working relationship. But according to the official story, the Defense Department has a liaison that works with Hollywood producers who can afford to reimburse the government for the cost of the use of equipment and operators. That usually happens only on the highest budgets, but they do admit that it is only on films that the government has reviewed and approved the scripts and believe that it casts the military in a positive light to audiences. All we have to do is look to the film Apocalypse Now to see that that isn't always the case. That the story that they're giving about how the military equipment is used in movies is not what they claim it to be, and that they are not separate entities. Because Apocalypse Now did not generally present the military in a positive light. However, they still wanted that movie to be made. And they still wanted people to see that story. And it must play a small role in a bigger plan of what they want the population to think, feel, and believe. But if it's in a movie, there's a reason they want you to see it. Everything placed in a movie portraying the military, even the ones that seem to paint the military in an unpleasant light, is done purposefully to make you believe or feel what they want you to about it. It is all done to get the desired result in the master plan. In future videos, we will break down their strategy and show you what they do and what purpose it serves. But hopefully you'll be watching things with a new pair of eyes now and questioning why they place the things that they do in visual media for the public to see. That's all I have for you guys today. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.